You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Rick Chapsky. And after a weekend of March Madness, we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Devin Booker to have over 29.5 points and Chris Paul to go over 14.5 points, boosted to plus 300 at Caesars. So Booker has hit this over in two of his last three games. Paul had 18 points against the Lakers last week, so I love the value in this odds boost for both of them to do this.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Devin Booker scoring lately. He had 46 points back on the 19th against OKC, 33, 32, 29. I mean, he's just scoring like crazy right now. He's averaging 33.5 points in the month of March. That's 10 points higher than he was averaging in the month of February. So Devin Booker is on an absolute tear right now. And Chris Paul, I mean, his numbers are up too. He's having to score a little bit more without Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson, some of the depth that Phoenix traded away. All of a sudden, those points that those two were, you know, accumulating for the team throughout the game, is Chris Paul's having to step up and take some more shots and put the ball in the basket a little bit more. So I could definitely see him going over this number again tonight. Plus, Utah, they're ranked 23rd in defensive rating over their last five games. They're giving up like 122 points per game. So this should be an easy win for the Suns tonight if both Booker and Paul can score quite a few points.
Yeah, only five teams in the NBA with a worse points per game given up than the Utah Jazz. So the Phoenix Suns should be able to score tonight. And Kate, you said it. It's depth issues for the Suns right now. After trading for Durant, Durant gets hurt. And now Booker and Paul are having to put up a lot of shots and score a lot for this Phoenix Suns team that needs to start winning some games here, guys. The Western Conference is all jumbled up. And so here you go. You're on the road. You're taking on a team that gives up a lot of points. So I like this. Kate said it in March. Booker's been absolutely on a tear. Nine of his 12 games he's played in this month, he's been over 30 points. So this one shouldn't be trouble for Booker. And this is just Paul's average. So usually on these boosts, we have to have a guy score a little bit more than what he's accustomed to. But tonight, it's basically these guys is averaged. So interesting boost here tonight for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, that's why at plus 300, I mean, get in on this. There's tons of value there. And head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today. And check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today, I'm sticking with the NBA. And I'm going with the Bucks -16.5 against the Pistons. This is a huge spread, but the Bucks have covered the spread in two of their last three games, including a 19.5 point spread as the favorite against the Spurs. The Pistons also haven't covered a spread in their last five games. And when look at this, Rick, I'm sorry, but it's the numbers, sir, are a little rough. But you know, when the Bucks and Pistons faced each other in January, the Bucks beat the Pistons 150-130. So I like the Bucks to demolish. I was deciding between demolish and destroy, but demolish the Pistons here and cover this spread.
When the Bucks play the Pistons, they kill them, guys.
Yeah.
They have no reason to stop that. 150, that was in regulation too, that game.
I like them to cover.
Maybe look at Bucks first quarter too. That's one of my favorite NBA plays because the Bucks are so good in the first quarter. That's not my play for this podcast, though, I am going with the Kings minus 5 against the Timberwolves tonight. Timberwolves played in Golden State last night. They beat the Warriors. So they're on a back-to-back with travel. Although I know, you know, Sacramento and San Francisco pretty close. But the Wolves, they put together a nice little string of wins. They've won their last three, but I would also argue that Golden State kind of threw that game away late in the fourth quarter last night. They had turnovers that really cost them. And Sacramento have been putting up plenty of points lately. Its offense ranks fourth in offensive rating over the last five games. And its defense over that same period has stepped up quite a bit, ranks first in opponents' fast break points allowed and opponents' points off of turnovers, which are two areas that Minnesota looks for quite a bit of its offensive production. So I'll also let you in on a little secret. This is a 5-star play for our BetQL model. So take the Kings at home minus 5.
Love I got that. A 5-star play too, but it's in Ooh. Pucks. I'm going NHL tonight. I do like that Sacramento game, but I'm sitting on that Sacramento to win the division ticket. So if the nice. Kings win, I'm still happy. So I'll stay away from that one and go to the NHL, where I have the Minnesota Wild, who are now in first place in the Central Division, 1 point above Colorado and Dallas, two really good teams. And we're fighting for playoff position in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So this is very important to get home ice advantage. So you know the Wild want to win today, and they've got one of the best goalies going in the net here in Filip Gustavsson. He's number 2 in save percentage, number 2 in goals against to who? Come on, Lucy. Who's number 1 in the NHL?
Oh, the Bruins. No. Yes.
Go.
Okay.
Yes. Linus Ullmark is number 1
in the NHL. It's got to be the Bruins right now.
Yes. No, Linus Ullmark, number 1 in goals against and save, number 2 Filip Gustavsson. So I like the goalie. The Minnesota Wild have been terrific at home this season, going up against the Kraken. So take minus 130 today for the Minnesota Wild.
I am also on the Wild today against the Kraken. I looked at this and I thought, you know what? The Wild are at home, so I'm going to take them here. And you can read all about this 5-star plays from all of us and my Wild pick at BetQL.com. Go there for all of your info and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.